Okay, are you ready?
I'm not going to answer that.
Rash Talk Radio. Coming at you live on MP3 from high on a hill above beautiful Lake Washington. My name is Les Throw, and with me as always is the Guru.
Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir.
And you know how this goes. We're here to talk a little trash on the week's worth of sports. I don't know anybody except the Guru, and the Guru knows all.
Man, I know just a little something, something, man. Just a little something, man.
Guru, it is episode number 79, and it's time for the NBA Finals as Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors stun Giannis and the Bucks and are taking on the still KD-less Golden State Warriors for the title. How did Toronto expose the Freak? Can they do it to Golden State? Can the Warriors hold off Kawhi until Durant gets back? Will he get back? And of course, Guru, who you got? Plus, the Lake Show is a shit show. Who is to blame? And how do they get out of this one? And you know we got a two-minute drill. Guru, episode number 79.
Let's roll.
How you doing, my man? It is good to see you.
Man, I am living the dream. Don't you pinch me, man. Don't you pinch me.
Do you have a good Memorial Day weekend? I said they should all be three-day weekends, man. They should all be three-day weekends. You,
it was a great weekend, obviously, spending with the wife. And we went to go see Aladdin.
Really?
Yeah, with Will Smith.
With Will Smith as a genie?
Man, the musical Aladdin. I loved it. It's not Robin Williams. You know, he's don't get it twisted. Rest his soul. He did his little Will Smith twist to it. So he didn't try to be. This is what I love about it. He didn't try to be Robin Williams. It was a Will Smith version.
See, that's so funny that you went to see Aladdin this weekend. You're the one without kids. And the wife and I this weekend, along with it being Memorial Day and having out in the backyard and all that stuff, we actually got out on like a date in the afternoon for the for the first time since the baby was born. We left him with a neighbor for like 3 hours and went to see a movie. We went to see John Wick 3. So you,
oh, John Wick 3,
yeah,
man,
starring. Philadelphia 76er, Boban Marjanovic.
Oh, mercy, Olago.
Oh, you know I had to find a way to get it in. You know I had to, and there it is. No, seriously, though, Boban is in it. He's in the opening scene. He has a fight with John Wick. It's fantastic. His hands are so big. He palms John Wick's head at one point. So, spoiler alert, Boban palms John Wick's head in the opening scene of the movie. It's great. So, yeah, you went to see Aladdin. We went to see a big old murder fest, the wife and
well,
I
guess we're
going to
switch roles then. I got to go see John Wick while you go see Aladdin.
Well, we'll get to that, too. I want to see that
Shoot, Disney, send that check, man. Shoot, at least get me that free pass. I'm waiting. I'm standing still waiting on the waiting list for that Lion King, man.
Right, you're plugging all of them.
Man.
You're getting in for it.
That's the only Disney I like, man.
The Lion King.
The storytelling Disney, man, not the sports Disney.
Right, keep your channel. Just send me those freaking dwarves, man. Let's get Snow White and the dwarves out here. All right, Guru. Well, it is time for the NBA Finals, and we knew Golden State was going to be there, but last week at this time when we left our heroes, both of us actually were picking the Bucks, I think, to get in here. And Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors stun Giannis Antetokounmpo and us. Guru, before we get to the finals, what happened here?
Yeah, we like, what the heck happened? We got exposed like Giannis, I guess, man.
Yeah, I guess, man.
Dude, that's a four in a row. They basically swept and they won four in a row. And it was a 2-0 start for the Bucks.
The Bucks ran away with it in those first games in Milwaukee. And then they said to Kawhi, they were like, so where do you go from here? And his answer was, we go back to Toronto. And he stayed that focused for the next four, swept him in the next four.
Next four. Kawhi did what he did. The Claw did what he did. Dominated offensively, defensively. Caught the heart of the young soul, man. It felt like it was like Big Pop. Like dad, you know, like just dad, just that elderly man, just sunning, You know, we call that in the street. He just sons Giannis, that just straight sunned him. Said, you're not going to do anything. I got your heart, son.
Well, that was the big change. They put Kawhi on Giannis in game three, and that changed everything. Giannis, Kawhi
it's
is such
never
a good
the same.
Yeah, Kawhi is such a good defender that Giannis couldn't get the drives in. He couldn't make the drives himself and get the buckets, and kicking it out to the guys on the outside just wasn't working. And we talked about this as well. The Toronto bench is a deeper regular season bench, but weren't playing like it. Mm-hmm. They woke up, man. I called out Fred VanVleet last week, so
yeah,
where the hell
did.
Has he been? Mm-hmm. He showed up in
My
those
goodness,
last three
did
games,
he?
Man.
They were now home cooking, right?
Yeah, what did he do, like 11 for 24
he
or three-pointers or some shit?
He couldn't miss a three. That was something
yeah,
ridiculous.
Exactly
he
it.
Couldn't miss a damn three, man.
Could not miss a three at the end of that game. But we talked about the big player was, of course, Kawhi Leonard. And I found this stat somewhere. I'm not sure where I got it, that he is the Raps were plus 10.3 in the 656 minutes that he was on. They were plus 10, and they were minus 12 in the 170 that he sat in this series. So that's the difference. It's a 22-point swing when Kawhi Leonard's out there because he does it on both ends of the ball, that he defends on both ends. So here's to Toronto, man. The worst named team in sports. The gimmick
you
team.
You could never let them go, man. I love you, Toronto.
I do too. I love Toronto. I think the Raptors is the dumbest name. It's a gimmick. The Jurassic. Every time they're like they talk about Jurassic Park. Oh, it's so live in Jurassic Park and it's so great. It looks like a fantastic time. I don't know that I could bring myself to go to Jurassic Park to celebrate the best. I couldn't. Gimmick. Mm. Gimmick name. But they're going to go crazy up there. Great fan base. Really, first finals appearance for them. Really deserving fan base. Had a while getting there. Big gamble on the part of Masai Ujiri to swap DeMar DeRozan for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard to try and convince him to win a ring and stay in the city. They got the biggest test ahead, though, is the Golden State Warriors, who just blew out the Timberwolves, even without KD. The Blazers. The Timberwolves. What the hell am I saying?
Yeah, dude.
The Trailblazers. The multi-syllabic name thing. Excuse me. The Trailblazers. Blew out the Trailblazers in a four-game series, and even without Kevin Durant on the field, who is still suffering from what they're still calling a calf strain that's going to keep him out for at least the first two of the finals. So, Guru, the question, I guess, is can Toronto stun the Warriors?
Yeah, I think they could stun them. You know, in a boxing analogy, I think definitely they could hit the Warriors. They could get a body shot, a nice little blow, and overall. But in the NBA, it's simple as this to me, the NBA. When you have elite players, it's easier to win games. And the more elite players you have, the more the game becomes easier. And then you just add the pieces as far as great organization, great coaching, which Golden State have. And collectively, they just have more elite players. They have more guys that could get buckets. That's without KD, because we all know the proficiency of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And we know in the finals, for some strange reason, Draymond Green becomes a three-point shooter. And then for some strange reason, the birth of Andre Iguodala just becomes the strap of all defensive strappers. It's for some strange reason, it's like a video game. When it comes to this type of situation and scenario, they are very, very well trained, well primed, and that's the edge, with or without KD, I will give to the Warriors.
So how much do you think KD's absence matters? Do you think how do you see this going? The first two games are in Toronto. Is it a sweep? Is it a gentleman sweep?
Nah,
what do you
nah,
got?
I respect Kawhi. One thing, when you're that super elite, you rarely get swept. You know, you really get swept. And once you already faced and won a championship, you've been at that level and also lost, because I think he lost the one to LeBron as well.
Yeah.
So won and lost one. So he's been there at the highest level, won it and lost it, and was the MVP in one of those. So he's enjoyed the most. So what they always say, the heart of a champion. So I don't see them getting swept. I think they could battle up to win one game without KD, maybe two. You know, we're hoping for two. But I think it's going to be extremely, extremely tough. And I just see a gentleman sweep. I just believe when it comes to buckets, Kawhi can't stick everyone.
See, and I think the defense of Kawhi Leonard, I think, is steps up and makes it more difficult, especially without Kevin Durant. With Kevin Durant on the floor, the two of them sort of have to go at it. But without Durant on the floor, then Kawhi can go after Steph and sort of keep him, and maybe even play a little bit like he did with Giannis, but, and keep the middle out, and maybe play on Draymond as well a little bit and keep those guys.
But real quick, sorry to interrupt, though. We think Klay Thompson is a top-tier defender. He's at one point arguably said he was the best two-way player in the NBA, correct?
I think so, yeah. He was real exactly. pissed off when they told him he didn't make the All-NBA team
this year.
So
with that said, Klay Thompson should have the capability of at least not stopping Kawhi, but at least giving him some type of issues, in my opinion, correct?
You'd think, but I don't think Klay Thompson is that level of defender. I don't think he's gonna give a Kawhi Leonard too much trouble. You know, I think that Kawhi Leonard is arguably the second best player or the best player on the floor out there. Even with Kevin Durant, he's arguably the best or second best player on the floor out there. And I don't think Klay Thompson, as good as he is slowing down Kawhi Leonard on this. That said, it's Kawhi and the Pips up there. I mean, Lowry is good,
stepping
not great.
Up. Yeah, stepping up.
Yeah, good, not great. The bench, good, not great. They're not the Splash Brothers and Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala. That said, I think that if the Warriors win it, it's in six, and I think if the Raptors win it, it's in seven, simply because of the home. I don't think the Raptors are going to close them out in Golden State, because that would be the last game ever at Oracle Arena, and I don't think they go out like that. Even if they lose the series, they don't lose it at Oracle as, you know, the final game in that building. But I think the first one, I think the Raps take one of the first two. I don't know if they take one or two, but they definitely win a game in Toronto, and then I think it's up to Durant. I honestly do. I think it matters.
I just think it's a terrible matchup. Just like I always say in football, it's just about the matchup. I could just see when they go on pick and rolls. The guys I'm really, really identifying is going to be Gasol and Ibaka. So I'm really going to see. We always know they're going to expose those big guys. So I really want to see. And that's a matchup. There's no way Gasol and Ibaka with Steph and them, they don't have the skill set to really stick with Steph or Klay in that situation. So I could see Draymond and Klay in a pick and roll to isolate Ibaka or Gasol. So I really want to see what Nurkic is going to do when that situation comes, because I know Steve Kerr is going to do that, because we've seen it for how many years. He did that when he was Christian Thompson and Kevin Love, right, when it was the Cleveland battle. So we've seen him put guys in that situation, in that tough, tough angles. We've seen what he did with Capella, with Houston. So I really want to see what Toronto is going to do. That's why I said matchup-wise, because of Ibaka and Gasol, I really want to see what Nurkic and Toronto is going to do to offset that deficiency.
No. I'm taking Kawhi as the Warrior Killer. We've known him as the Warrior Killer in the past. He was killing them before they broke his foot and took him out and made him go to Toronto and lost him for a year. I think he's looking to beat the Warriors. I'm gonna run with Kawhi being the Warrior Killer, because I think it's fun.
See, I always learn when you're making some good decision or any type of decision, you always think about what could go wrong or what the other person, how hard the other person got to play to win. In this situation, Toronto got to be perfect without KD to beat Golden State. Golden State don't have to be perfect to beat Toronto.
All right, so two different questions here. Who are you rooting for, and who do you think's going to win?
This is sad. You know why? It's because it's one of those situations you feel bad. You know, this is like, not to be extreme, but this is just like you seeing like a little fat kid getting beat up or getting bullied or something, right? You know, and it's like you watching it, but you feel bad. So you want to go help. I like Toronto is a nice, they're nice people. I'm not saying they're fat kids getting beat up, you know, but they're nice country. They're nice people. They have no threat. They're just lovable. They're lovable.
They are the nerd
kids. They are, you know, but you got basketball. When you think about basketball, it's America's game. You know what I'm saying? It's like now, for my time, it's an urban game. You know, growing up, that was my first love. That's what you do, man. It's basketball, the streets. It goes hand in hand. You start everything as of in where I grew up. How I grew up, basketball was a big part of it. Basketball, hip hop, all that just feels so American. You know, it's like French fries, man. It's like it feels so American. You feel like, man, this other country's trying to say, like, man, they created French fries. They're trying to take French fries from us. So I'm kind of tormented, man, because I like Canada, but I don't want them to take what we call this American thing, man. I don't want them to do that. So I'm sorry, Canada. But I got Golden State in five.
Golden State in five. You got the gentleman sweep.
The gentleman sweep, man.
And you're rooting for the Warriors, and that's what you want to watch?
Yeah, I'm going for the Warriors, man. I'm going for the Warriors. I'm rooting for a good thing. The matchup wise, Toronto is a good story, but I think they're gonna get exposed.
And see, I'm torn on this one too, and it's not necessarily the Canada thing though. I'm always up for the American team to beat the Canadian team if we want to play favorites that way. I'm torn because, you know, I don't want to necessarily see the Warriors win another title. It gets a little boring. I mean, they get in, they cement it. I kind of want to see them win one without KD again, just because I like that idea, you know, of KD not getting the finals this time. I mean, all he's done since he's been there is win rings and NBA Finals MVPs, so he's proven his worth and all that. But I like the idea of them being able to be like, you know what, we got this without him, and winning it that way, really cementing the dynasty without KD in the finals that way. I like that idea, so I kind of... The Warriors are a much more fun team to watch. The Raptors have the worst gimmick name in all of sports. You don't necessarily want that. But the Raptors have never won a title, you know? So I go back and forth, but I think I'm rooting for the Warriors, and I'm going to take them because they're a former Philadelphia team. I think why you have to root for the Warriors is it was from Philly, and see, I got you there again. So you got to root for the Warriors, but I'm actually going to. I like being the contrarian. I'm taking the Raptors in seven. I think Kawhi. I think it all comes down to KD, and I don't think KD plays in this series. I think KD's played his last game in a Warriors uniform, and if he does come back, it's too late. Because he's not going to be conditioned and ready to go for game six or seven to have it matter. So I'm taking the Raptors, but I think it goes deep. I think it's Raptors in seven.
All right, man. Hey, all that maple getting to your head. It's all good, man.
That fresh air, man.
No, it's that maple. That's what it is.
I'll take it.
All
bring
that
it down.
Syrup.
Send that check, Canada.
Scissor.
Send that check, Canada. I got a...
Hey, man, I don't know about if I want that Canadian check, man. I don't know if I want that. You could have that, man. I have bad experience with that Canadian airline, man. I got beef with Canada. Canadian airline, I need my refund, you guys, damn y'all, man.
You know what, that Canadian check? Who are you, Kawhi Leonard?
Nah, man, I don't want that. Kawhi, we all leaving. I don't use Canadian airline, man. They piss me off. The goo is putting it all on blast.
While we're on this, what do you think happens to Kawhi here? Does he stay?
Hey, he's leaving, man.
He's gone?
Leaving. And
even
don't
if
take,
they win.
Don't take Canadian airlines.
Even if they win, what do you think happens with Kawhi here? Is this a chance? His uncle was on Yahoo talking about how, you know, affection for the city and blah, blah, blah.
It sounds good, man. It's just, look, man, Kawhi to me, and this is all opinionated because no one really knows Kawhi, it seems like.
Nobody can get a read on this
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly. So for my...
I love him for that. I love him for that, Guru. I've really grown to appreciate Kawhi Leonard as a character and an NBA sort of character superstar. There is no one else like him in the NBA that's playing on that level and is just like to himself and the quiet guy over in the corner. And I just, there's something about that that I really appreciate.
What is he, the Marshawn Lynch of basketball?
No, he's less flamboyant than Marshawn Lynch even. You know, like he's not out there just because so he won't get fined. He's actually answering your questions. He's just doing it in two words. No. Yes. Yeah, we're going to Toronto. What do you mean where we're going? You know, like I just, there's something about that I love. There's that machine like quality about him. I love.
Well, you know what? And he also seemed like somebody that wants to.
And I think he's perfect for Toronto. He's got that quiet sort of feel. I don't think he's staying. I think he wants to get out of there. I think he wants to be in LA. He left the money on the. He was going to leave the money on the table in San Antonio. It was a better situation in San Antonio than in Toronto, in my opinion. But he wants out anyway. But I think he'd be perfect there. He's the perfect Toronto superstar.
I don't think he's an East Coast type of guy.
No, that's probably true.
You know, I don't think he's an East Coast type of guy. I don't think he's the bustle hustle. You know, I'm an East Coast guy, and now I live in the West Side, the West Coast. It's a totally different type of transition, totally different type of
and
hustle.
Toronto, far away from the ocean, but still very East Coast. Yeah,
very East Coast, even though it's Canadian. And it's just so much discomfort. Like, you just, obviously, he's not going to move his entire family. You know, you might meet some immediate family, but his entire family relocating to Canada, that you got some taxes, you got customs, you got to go do this. It's just a little bit different if you live in Cali and driving, flying to Miami. It's just a little bit different comfort level. And when you're that tier, when you're that level, the comfortability is very what you're used to. You know, you don't want to be like the other guy. Oh, I got to go through, put your family through, watch your gang, go through customs, go through checks, go through this. And, you know, everyone in their family, every family member here smoke weed, do here something. They done something. We all done. We have that skate, you know, that bad family member. And, you know, they don't want to deal with customs, man. They might have a knife. They might have a weed there. It's just a lot of bullshit,
man. I'm going to tell you, it's not going to matter. If they're the friends of Kawhi Leonard, they get a sticker. They just walk through. Kenneth's like, hey, you're Kawhi's friends? You're cool. Come on in, guys. Can we get you something?
Sometimes you don't want
to. You want a beer and a donut?
You don't want to get searched, man. You don't want your moms to come out there getting a national customs search, man.
Luca the water boy will meet him at the border personally and bring him in and be like, can I get you guys a soda? You know, like it's a...
Nah, man, I'm sounding like a Canadian hater, man.
No,
you know,
we know.
I'm not sounding. I want Canada to win, like in soccer and in rugby. You know what I mean? I want a Canadian to be a beast in that, man.
Hockey,
man. That's what I know. When I know about Canada, man.
A long time since the Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. I would root for that in a second.
I want to see a Canadian wrestler. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like WWF or like...
They probably do have Canadian wrestlers.
Gotta be.
Yeah, man.
I bet you if we look back, there's gotta be some guy who wore Mountie garb and hit dudes with a tree.
That's true.
All right, so let's move on from the finals because it's not the only topic in sports this week, although the NBA seems to be the only topic in sports this week, as the Lakers continue to prove to be a massive shit show in L.A. Ever since Jeannie Buss took over the team, and especially for the past couple of years when she hired Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson to run the team, it's been terrible. They've been like the process Sixers without the process. They've just been bad. They've been stumbling around. And then earlier this year, on the final day of the season, before the final game, Magic Johnson strolls out in front of the press and announces that he's resigning his position as president, leaves. We forgot to mention they got LeBron the year before. The team does shitty. Magic Johnson, at the last day of the year, is like, I'm out. I quit.
Fuck you.
Doesn't tell Jeannie Buss, goes out to the press and is just,
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Gets out of the stadium, is there for like hours with talking about how he just wants to be a free bird again. He can tweet wherever he wants. If you're following him on Twitter, he's awful, but very amusing. And the shit show continues. Third coach choice to get down there. Pelinka, a piece comes out this week detailing some of the stupidity and abuse of power. Guru, what is going on in L.A.?
It's exactly what it is, man. It's the story. It's a great movie going on over there.
Yeah,
it's
Dumb and Dumber is what it was with Magic and Pelinka.
It's a mess, man. We used to think LeBron, 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 didn't we all, man? Even I did. We thought LeBron, Maverick, the whole company's, everybody's taking over, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, they are. That was part of the problem, is that apparently Maverick Carter was flying on the plane. they were meeting in restaurants where he was talking to Adam Silver, the guys from Clutch Sports and Maverick Carter.
Rich Paul.
Yeah, are meeting with... With Adam Silver and goodbye.
Did I tell you LeBron was the dog? How many episodes I told you that? How many times I told you that?
Yeah, over and over. And I got to tell you what, you're exactly right. And every single team out there who wanted to get LeBron and didn't dodged a fucking bullet. I said that at the time, and it turns out it was even more right than we knew, Guru. This is just a shit show in L.A. Whose fault is this?
My goodness. Oh, how you going to put me? How you going to throw me that hot potato? you know, how you gonna throw me the hump until I'm like, oh my God, whose fault it is? Man, it is everybody's fault. It is everybody's fault. But at the end of the day, the most fault of all fault, it gotta be Genie.
Exactly.
It gotta be Genie. Come on, Genie. You are the kahunas. Catch your moxie. What is your bravado, man? You have to come out and put your hands and feet down like, hello, I run this shit. This is my house. Whose house? Genie's house. That's who runs this house, and this is what's finna happen. You, Palenka, you finna be like, boom, you Magic, you gonna do this. That's what I mean. It's Genie's fault.
It's Genie's fault, but I don't mean she gotta. I don't think she gotta lay the whip down. I think she gotta get out of the way.
I think
the problem is you hired Kobe's agent and a former player, and you were like, fix the team, and those guys were drafting people that the scouting staff didn't want. It was the problem was putting those two in there. Palenka's still there, and now they got LeBron, which is nice because you know they got LeBron. But what are they gonna do from here?
Easy. You know what she's going to do? She's going to get Rich Paul, you know, Maverick Carter and company. She's going to make that call because she has her hand everything up to LeBron. Because the only way this is going
to
work.
That's what's actually happening. They gave the team to him last year.
They couldn't have because the decision making they made. All those guys that came with it, there's a dysfunction right there. From what I'm hearing, those were not LeBron players. We know the LeBron type of players. They were not LeBron players, man. If it was the LeBron's team, all those guys would have been out of there. This whole AD situation that just basically blew everything up apart, that wasn't LeBron's fault. LeBron basically, look.
That was Rich Paul's fault.
No, they basically said, look, I have this easy piece for you guys, and then the Lakers organization just effed it up. They're like, hey, Rich Paul's like, hey, I got you some steak. Now, don't mess it up. Just in a few, you get this piece of steak. But somehow, Genie didn't want it. Nobody wanted Bill Walton. There was just too many stupid things going on. And I'm not blaming LeBron for this, man. I think he was trying to put the team together because he saw the nonsense they put before him. Like, hold up. When he wasn't doing it, the Lance Steve. Guys, I couldn't shoot.
Guru, I actually just saw this. It all became clear as you were talking about this. LeBron, the Don James, actually planned this out all along. He has made the finals 8 years in a row, right?
I'd say you wanted
right? He wanted a year off to take the summer because I don't know if you are seeing him on Instagram, you're seeing him on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody fucking happier right now than LeBron. Nobody is happier to be on summer vacation right now than LeBron James. He is enjoying his Memorial Day weekend for the first time in a decade and is...
And I saw Taco Tuesday.
He's having a great summer.
Bronny getting his IG going on.
Yeah, everything, it's all great for LeBron right now. So he actually wanted a year off. He moved to L.A. and they were like, LeBron, what do you think of these guys? And LeBron was like, you do whatever you need to do, knowing that the team would crash and burn through the season and get the year off, and now they would be at his mercy. And he's going to be able to put together the team that he wants, when he wants, with the guys he wants this summer. Like, he knew for the year, planned it out ahead. I think the AD thing didn't go quite as he would have hoped on that.
He gave him a stick, and somehow the Lakers just jumped and just messed it up. Palenka, Magic, whomever, they just messed it up.
Yeah, absolutely. The Lake Show is a shit show right now. So how do they get out of this? How do they turn this franchise around? They've missed the playoffs forever.
They got to get some guys to help LeBron.
Now, do they go star hunting this year? Is that what they got to do?
Dude, there's a couple of guys that's going to make sense, but you need to put shooters around LeBron. It just makes sense. I think Kyrie would make them, oh my gosh, outrageously unbelievable. And they don't have to give assets to get a Kyrie. They don't have to give assets. But I definitely think they got to go make a trade. I think if it's not a Kyrie, obviously Jimmy Butler is a big hot name. It could be very favorable. So that could go.
I mean, if it's a sign and trade, like if he wants Philly to sign him with the max contract so he gets the big money and then trade the contract to L.A., you know, if he negotiates something like that to get in there, or he could just be a free agent
now.
Exactly. He could just sign with L.A., but
exactly.
I think Jimmy wants the bigger money, so it could work on something. Sixers might take, like, you know, a couple of guys for Jimmy Butler. You got a contract and a trade together. They might make that deal. I don't know. I think Jimmy Butler's – they're talking about Jimmy Butler's an option. They talk about Kyrie as an option. I almost can't fathom Kyrie Irving going back to being – Scottie Pippen for LeBron James. But at the same time, I almost can, because he seemed to realize how good at it he was, and that Scottie Pippen is still in the Hall of Fame with six fucking rings. You know, like there's.
And I didn't think that he's going to outlast LeBron. LeBron is older.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah. LeBron will pass the torch to Kyrie, and Kyrie will carry on that, you know, whatever. So I think that's a distinct possibility, that we talked about him going to New York, or we talked about him. The Clippers. I think it makes a lot of sense in the worst, stupidest Hollywood way ever.
And the crazy thing is, we talked about this a while back, and I actually heard this recently too when I was watching, listening to the Cowherd show. You know, we talked about Bradley Beal from the Wizards. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's a perfect, and I talked about that, like we said, months ago, and Bradley Beal is exactly what Lakers need.
Absolutely.
He's exactly fit of LeBron James. You know, Carlin was saying the same thing. To me, that's a perfect thing. The Lakers got to take a ballsy move, and they could trade and give the Wizards, who are also dysfunction, a piece of trash dysfunction. So you have an organization that don't have a GM as well, because Ernie got fired at the end of the season. So.
And rightfully fucking so. That guy is, that's who they should hire. They should bring Grunfeld into the Lakers. How do they fuck it up anymore that you hire Ernie fucking Grunfeld to bring him into the Staples Center?
Oh, man. So I think that could be a good situation. I think that would fit him well. You imagine having a Bill with Kyrie and LeBron. Oh, mercy.
Well, it's also a reunion for them. I mean, it would... See, and I don't know. I don't know if it... It both seems like a likely possibility and completely outrageously stupid at the same time. It exists like Schrodinger's cat, you know? It could go either way until we open the box. We don't know. And I honestly... When this free agency starts, we talk about this all the time. The NBA free agency is the best season. It's almost better than the playoffs.
Because it's uncertain. Look at this. We're more uncertain about what's going to happen, who's going to get this, just for the Lakers alone, than we are about the NBA finals and the championship game. We are more certain.
We're talking about the NBA Finals, and one of the biggest topics for the NBA Finals is, where will the best player on each team be playing next year? Yeah, it's not even, all right, are they going to play this year? Yeah, they're going to play this year, but where will they be next year? That's the question.
We can't wait till, June, July, whatever the NBA, the end of June, something like that. Can't wait.
Fuck you, Adam Silver, for making this.
Hey, man, he's chilling over there with Rich Paul, man. Adam Silver, I feel you, man. The Ghoul got some consulting to do for you, man. Right. I got something I got to talk to you about, Adam Silver.
All right, Guru. Well, we don't have a whole lot else going on here, but I do have a 2-minute drill for you today. If you want to get into that,
let's do this.
All right. Before we get into that, though, you got to let me do the plugs, because it's a shorter show, but we still got to get these in.
Plug, 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 plug time.
Trash Talk Radio at TrashTalkRadio.com, brought to you by the World of Sports Network.com. World of Sports Network, connecting the world through the sports we love. Head on over to the YouTube page and search for World of Sports Network. Check out the World of Sports Network page, subscribe to the page, you got all the great Trash Talk Radio videos, videos from our network all the way around, and head on to WosenShop.com, that's WOSNShop.com. For all kinds of great Trash Talk Radio merchandise, World Sports merchandise, and of course, Guru's thoughts on there, the long-form thoughts are on the WosenShop.com from time to time. If you're looking for Guru, he's on Instagram every day at Guru's Film Room. That is Guru's Film Room on Instagram. It's just his thoughts. And I am More or Lestro on Twitter. More or Lestro on Twitter. One more time for the people in the cheap seats. It's TrashTalkRadio.com. And Guru, what's that hashtag?
That's 10K for TTR.
All right, man. Short show this week. Just NBA focus show here. But that doesn't mean it's the only thing that happens in sports. So let's play a little bit of the 2-minute drill.
Let's do this.
So we play the 2-minute drill on Trash Talk Radio. It's our chance to talk about all the things that we didn't get to talk about in the show. I put 2 minutes on the clock and I start lobbing questions at the Guru. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Guru, question number one in the NFL. Richie Incognito got a 1-year deal this week from the Raiders, giving this tool yet another chance he'll just throw away. Guru, what are your thoughts on this, both football-wise and otherwise?
Man, the best name in football, man. Richie Incognito, man. I used to call him Richie Incognito. That's my man. Yeah, Nebraska's finest. Man, when he's on the field, he is a player. He's a player, man. He's that dude. He's a player. What the Raiders are doing, they're making sure they get on Hard Knocks, baby. Raiders with freaking Richie Incognito and AB and John Gruden. This is made for TV, man.
You know, that's actually one of the other questions I had here on the drill. They're getting close to picking the Hard Knocks team. Who is your choice for Hard Knocks?
Raiders, 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 Raiders.
I got to agree. That team, they are looking to scorch earth on their way out of fucking Oakland this year. Another team leaving Oakland. This one for Vegas. Just burning shit to the ground on their way out. I agree. Incognito, great player on the field. Real asshole off it. I don't know that he needs another chance. Surely there's got to be someone else, but perfect for the Raiders. Hey, over to the NBA. Is there a worse celebrity fan than Drake? If you're gonna have a celebrity fan rooting for your team, is Drake the worst one out there?
The absolutely the most terrible celebrity fan.
I appreciate the Philly in that.
Yeah, he's doing too much, man.
Right in there. What are you? It's like the new mascot for the Raptors is Drake. The way he's on the court.
I like that instead of the Toronto Drakes.
The Toronto Drakes. That's even a better team. It's another gimmick, but it's a better name. I wore tracksuits. Question number three. Five-star recruit R.J. Hampton is now headed to play pro ball in New Zealand instead of a year in college at the United States. What do you think of this?
Get that check, homie. Get that check. This is America. They teach you how to make that check. This is a trade, man. Your trade is basketball. It's a craft. You know what you do? You go master your craft, and by mastering your craft, you go pro ball to go play pro ball. You get that? It kind of makes sense, don't it? You go play pro ball. So go play pro ball.
Yeah, it's the one and done. He's taking his one and done playing pro ball in New Zealand. I'm curious to see how this works out for him because he's a five-star recruit, so he's on the radars of the NBA to begin with. He's not going to get the exposure playing in New Zealand, and he's not going to play against the talent in New Zealand.
Hey,
that he
you
would.
Know what? What check he's getting, he's going to get TV. He's going to be able to – he's going to have the highest level phone. For yeah. 17, 18-year-old, he cool, man.
I think that's what he's banking on is that ESPN will still report on his exploits over in New Zealand. But I think it's a real test case to see if this can work or if, you know, if you're a kid that can play pro ball in New Zealand or France or for a year instead of going to college, if the NBA, if that will work there. I look forward to seeing how this plays out, and good luck to him. That's a ballsy choice. I like it. All
right. Entrepreneur mindset right there. I like it.
We heard the horn go off here, but I actually have a couple more quick questions for you. It looks like today that the Houston Rockets have a fire sale going on and are ready to blow it up. Everybody for sale, or the deal for Harden would have to be ridiculous. My question for you is, would anybody take Chris Paul?
CP Dunn, baby. Yeah, I know who.
LeBron
James.
That's what they're talking, is that he can get his find his way over there. That'd be great for everybody. The Rockets can get out
just
from under
get him.
Him
and get Melo, get his old boys, get one more shit, man.
What do you think
by.
Of this? What do you think is blowing this up in Houston and just taking it all out? I mean, the Warriors, we talked about this, are a different team next year. Run it back.
I know, right? Sounds good, but it sounds good to blow it up, but they're just trying to get attention. Everybody wants to be called. When you're not in the playoff no more, nobody forgets about you. So for you to get named and get recognition again is by saying ridiculous statements like that.
Like Harden is available. That's so dumb. All right, final question, Guru. Speaking of Rob Pelinka, he got into a little trouble this week in that ESPN article for apparently telling a story about Kobe having dinner with the dead actor Heath Ledger, who was passed away at the time when they were supposed to be having dinner. My question for you is, what dead celebrity would you have lunch with?
Man, that is so morbid, man.
I assume he wouldn't be dead if you were having lunch with him because it wouldn't be much of a conversation.
Nah, but you got me thinking like a dead, like, you know, some mom coming out the grave, dead celebrity. Like, I was even thinking about when they're alive. I'm like, oh, my God, he just got off the grave. Like, let's go have lunch. Like, dog, you smell like dirt.
He's been dead a while. Of course they're fucking hungry.
Man, I don't even know. That's a question. You caught me off guard. The group finally got speechless. You talking about what, dead celebrity, man? Nah, I don't know.
All right, I think Heath Ledger's as fine a choice as anybody then. Why not? Right. Have it with the Joker if you're going to have it with anybody. I'd have a Hunter Thompson. Let me.
What about you?
Hunter Thompson. Let me get lunch with Hunter S. Thompson, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I bet we'd be wasted by the time the appetizers arrived.
I think all of my people are still alive, man. That's what it did. All of my so-called people are still living and living, baby.
And with that, we are out of time on Trash Talk Radio this week. One more time, if you're looking for us, you can find us at TrashTalkRadio.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. But the best place to find us is TrashTalkRadio.com. I'm on Twitter at MoroLestro. Guru's on Instagram at Guru's Film Room. Just his thoughts. Until next time, I'm Lestro.
And this is the G to the U to the R to the U.
Thanks for listening.
Ciao. It's not maple. That's what it is.
I'll take it.
Oh,
bring
that's
it down.
Syrup.
Send that check, Canada.
Scissor.